The second half hour of The Exchange every Wednesday is our Vent Day segment. We'll open that now. This is your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. Today, let's talk about the federal shutdown effects and who to blame. And we'll talk about insurance exchanges and whether you've had a chance to check those out yet, since they all went online as of yesterday, October 1st. Numbers on Vent Day, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with the low-hanging fruit, the shutdown of the federal government caused by Congress failing to pass a budget before the fiscal year started yesterday. That's the simple version. It's obviously more complicated than that. The big fight over whether to implement or defund Obamacare at the center of it all. But you may have experienced the shutdown personally. The post office is open. There's no issue there. But did you have business with the Social Security Administration or the Forest Service or try to visit Crater Lake or some other national parks facility? No luck there. Tell us your story of attempting to contact a federal agency and what you found or didn't find. Or just give us your views on who you think is most to blame for what happened to lead to the shutdown. Or tell us how you think this all comes to a close and when. 800-838-3760. That's anywhere you can hear us. In the Rogue Valley, our local number is 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two, those health insurance exchanges. Yesterday was the first day to pick an insurance plan and sign up, unless you went to Cover Oregon. You can shop all you like there, but there are a few glitches, and it is not quite ready for people to sign up. There were similar glitches reported on not only the federal health insurance exchange site for the states that don't have state exchanges, but some issues at a lot of the state sites as well. Whether it's Cover Oregon or Covered California or the federal exchanges, there is still lots of information to be found online, a fair amount of browsing and essentially walking around through the used car lot, kicking tires, that sort of thing. People are certainly interested. We did hear that at one point, Covered California was getting 10,000 hits a second by some reports, and it did bog down just a little bit. The interest is there. Are you interested? Have you looked? What did you look for? What did you find at the health insurance exchanges? So, health insurance exchanges and shutdown effects and blame, our topics on this Vents Day. Numbers again, 800-838-3760. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. The calls and comments start flowing in a minute five. .836 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. This is our weekly Vents Day segment. You can vent your spleen politely on the two topics we put in front of you for the day. Today's issues, the federal shutdown effects you may have noticed and who to blame. Or the other topic, which is the insurance exchanges and whether you've had a chance to go online, take a look at those and see if there's something that might interest you down the road. Sign-ups are open now, although not actually in effect in Oregon yet, and will continue until, I believe, December 15th for January 1st sign-up. Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts on these topics, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with Shane in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, good morning. Sorry about my voice.
No problem.
A little cold, but I was just going to comment on the shutdown, and I just want to say, you know, as part owner of a business, it's so disappointing to us. It's just all the constant insecurity and not knowing where things are going to go, and continually feels like we're just shooting ourselves in the foot with the economy. It's like we feel like we're recovering as a economy and a business here locally, and it's like every time we just start to get a little bit, you know, ahead, that something like this happens, it knocks the economy back down, and then just the, you know, oh, we're going to do it in 6 weeks, or oh, we're going to do it in another year. It's just ridiculous that they can't see, and I don't understand, you know, how the Chamber of Commerce, how other entities that are inherently Republican tend to support Republicans can let this go and let them, you know, basically just continue to trash the economy, not let the economy recover, just in my opinion, just so they can sabotage the president. And it's really disheartening as a business person. And then as far as the exchanges, I went on yesterday and looked, and it's quite amazing as how much better insurance you can get on the exchange just browsing through than what we had have available through employer plan, small employer plans, you know, 10, 15 people.
Yeah, I noticed that at Cover Oregon, you can divide between plans that employers would provide versus plans that individuals would get.
And even as in either of those, when we looked, were such lower deductibles for less money with way better, you know, deductibles and coverage, and you know, the whole thing was, you know, hundreds of dollars cheaper for each employee than what we're paying now. So I think as a business, we're excited. That's great stuff.
But that sounds frustrating, though. The other part of it, though, that here you are working as a business to weather the recession and keep your house in order and keep your bills paid and keep your doors open and all that stuff, and yet you get Congress pulling this maneuver.
Well, and they keep it's just a continuous, you know, it doesn't do anything, you know, so they go for 6 weeks and fund the government, or they go for another year and the argument's still on the table. As long as they can continue to hold the economy hostage, it just seems at a certain point, I think as Republicans, I can't really understand how they don't see, you know, as what should be the party of business, how badly the Republicans are killing the economy right now with their shenanigans in Congress. So.
All right, Shane, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're allowing you to vent your spleen politely on topics on the news. Our topics today, the effects of the federal shutdown you've noticed, or you can assign blame for the shutdown. And the other topic of these, the insurance exchanges that opened up as of yesterday, October 1st. You can go online and at least browse, if not actually sign up for health insurance through these exchanges, the one at the federal level. And, of course, each of our states has one. There's Covered California and Cover Oregon for the folks in our two states. What do you think of these issues? 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, welcome back to the exchange on Vents Day.
Hey, thanks. Say, I'd make a little comment on both. Just for fun, it doesn't really concern me because I'm on Medicare, but I went on this morning and put in some numbers to see how long it would take and how complicated it was. I got right onto the website. This is Cover Oregon. I got right onto the website. It took me about, I'd say, 3 minutes to fill out the little questionnaire thing and then push the button to do the estimate.
Uh-huh.
And it went right through. I got it told me exactly how much my credits would be as far as taxes and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how much my policy would be. And for someone like my wife and I, who are over 65, you know, we would neither one of us would even be able to get regular insurance because of pre-existing conditions. But if we were, our policy would have been about $265 a month for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty good.
All right, so you're impressed then with what you're saying.
Yeah,
although, just a cautionary note, I guess one of the issues and the reason they're not allowing sign-ups through Cover Oregon yet is that it's been calculating the tax credits not quite correctly. So I'm not sure you got the most accurate picture that you would end up getting when things are all the bugs and glitches are taken out.
Yeah, well, it said that it gave two things. It said a yearly discount and then a monthly discount. They had a different word for it, an mm-hmm. ATP or something. I don't know. You know, there was a little, they have over on the side, it tells you how much for the year you would save, and then it tells you how much for the month you would save. And then it says that it may, until you actually sign up, you won't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's an estimate.
Uh-huh.
But so anyway, it was easy. Anybody can do it. I did it. And I'm not smart.
Smart enough to get on there and figure it out.
Okay, and the government shutdown. Now, I think that what we're seeing is the demise of the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party has been blowing apart for, ever since the second Bush was president.
Mm-hmm.
It began disintegrating, and I think it's in its last throes, really. I think there'll always be a Republican Party, but I think it's going to become so, what do you call it, so uninfluential and so irrelevant that, you know, it'll be seen as just kind of a wacko party.
Yeah, but people who are Republicans, whether you want to call them Republicans by name only or not, I mean, the fact is they still have a majority of members in the House of Representatives, therefore have control of that House. They do stand the chance of picking up enough seats in the Senate to win control of that body of Congress as well.
Well, I actually, you know, if you actually look at reality, if you're a person who believes that you got to look and see what's happening, every year our country becomes more inclusive and more what I would call liberal.
Mm-hmm.
If you look over the history of America, we have always become more liberal and more inclusive. And I believe that the Tea Party and the people who are in the Tea Party who are trying to control the Republican Party are so far out of reality. In other words, they really think that they can turn the country back to what it was in the 1900s or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to happen. We're actually going to become more inclusive and more liberal as time goes by. And that has to do with one main thing, education. People become more educated. We have the Internet. There's more communication. I mean, conservatism as we know it today is not going to have any effect on anything.
Huh.
And it hasn't, really. It's just a lot of noise.
Well, it has had an effect over the last 30 years, I think you'd have to argue. Certainly.
How?
Since...
Aren't we more liberal, and aren't we more inclusive now than we've ever been in this country?
In a lot of ways, but look at some of the other effects of conservatives being in positions of power, particularly since the Ronald Reagan election of 1980. Gun laws are far different from what they were. The Supreme Court, far more conservative than it was at that time.
And what do we have? We have gay marriage to be legalized. We have a health care plan that they call socialism being okayed. I mean, if you really look at it, there's a few little things that you could say conservatives have won. But in the big picture, we have legalized marijuana now. I mean, I just don't see it getting more conservative in this country. I don't think that's ever going
to
happen.
All right, Dennis, thanks for the thoughts. Always good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on the federal shutdown, the effects you've noticed, who you place the blame on, or our other topic, which is connected, really. It's the idea of the health exchanges all open for business yesterday, and whether you had a chance to go there and check out the offerings as Dennis did. What are your thoughts on these issues? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. If the health exchanges themselves are somewhat daunting to you, we do provide a link to something that the Kaiser Family Foundation provided. It's called the Obamacare Calculator. We've placed that on our website at ijpr.org. So just go to ijpr.org, no login necessary, and look at the upper right, and you'll see the Obamacare Calculator in white letters on the black background there. So just click on the Obamacare Calculator, and it's a chance for you to enter some information and just see what kinds of health insurance you might be eligible for before you ever even go to one of these exchange websites. But that's one other aspect we want to offer you here. Join us on the exchange. Let's talk about these topics, the federal shutdown and health exchanges. And let's take this call from N-Word in Ash Valley, I guess it is. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Oh, that's fast. I was just thinking that the real blame for all the problems in government stems from immigrants who came here before us. You know, they came here and they didn't read the House rules, so now we have a government in D.C. that does not replicate the kind of government enshrined in the Constitution. It's our cultural heritage. It's politics is about lying so we can get elected, you know. It's like there's no talk about building consensus and agreement with anything with any principles to affect safety and happiness. You know, we're all about me, 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 more, more, more. And, you know, it seems to me we don't have a Republican form of government. There's nothing democratic about it. And when it comes to being conservative, there's no such thing because we're so far removed from the principles in the Constitution. And it all comes from this living document tradition. So the blame for the problems in D.C. stem from our own ancestors. We are the blame.
our own ancestors because they didn't hew to the Constitution? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You know, when they ratified the Constitution, they didn't have the communication technology available to get everybody tuned in, you know, and the ones that did read what was going on or knew what was going on were mostly like the elites, you know. The average people, they just thought about themselves. They were out busy killing Indians, basically, you know. It's just we are the problem.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. This is the Jefferson Exchange. This is our Vent Stay segment, your chance to vent politely on a couple of topics in the news. This week's topics, the federal shutdown, the effects you've noticed or the blame you'd like to apportion for that shutdown. And the other topic is about the insurance exchanges that also happened on October 1st and give you a chance now to go on and at least see what kind of insurance plan you might get if you choose to go with a system outside of your current health care, if you're buying health insurance for the first time, because there is the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it has come to be known, including by President Obama himself. Let's get your thoughts on these topics on Vents Day. 800-838-3760, our toll-free number anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, and our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. A couple of editorials about the government shutdown. The Star Ledger in Newark, New Jersey, its title is Grown-Up Republicans Need to Step Up to Stop the Shutdown. And the Star Ledger editorial reads, it is time for grown-up Republicans to step up and assert themselves. They have to talk the Tea Party faction off the ledge and explain that this fight is hopeless, that President Obama is not going to sabotage his own health care reform, the landmark achievement of his first term. But this fight is not just about health care or even the budget. On a deeper level, it is about the scorched earth tactics extremists in the House have embraced. They are hostage takers. They are threatening to damage the country unless Democrats bend to their will on a policy debate they lost fair and square. This time it is the Affordable Care Act. Next time it could be another tax cut for the rich or an expansion of offshore oil drilling. They are promising more of the same tactic when the debt ceiling is reached in a few weeks. Economists warn that fight could trigger a financial panic that would send the economy spiraling back into recession. That is the knife Republicans say they will hold to the nation's throat in the next round. And the Star Ledger writes, it is deeply disturbing that a major party would threaten to damage the economy as a political tactic. Reasonable conservatives seem to realize these zealots are putting the Republican Party in danger, which gets us back to what Dennis was talking about a bit ago when he suggested that perhaps the Republican Party is going to make itself irrelevant as it goes through time. There has been some talk this week about, for example, Dick Durbin in the U.S. Senate saying that Democrats might agree to repeal the tax on medical devices, one of the Republican demands, if Republicans replace the revenue with an alternative tax hike. And some Republicans are jumping at that life preserver, according to the Star Ledger. And its editorial concludes, our hope is they strike that deal. A small concession will not count as a win for the Tea Party, and it will protect the fragile economy from a blow it does not need. So one editorial certainly putting the blame squarely upon the Republicans and saying that is where that blame belongs. What do you think? Who to blame, and what effects are you noticing? Have you tried to go to a national park? Have you tried to go to some other federal office, the Forest Service or something? Sorry, Forest Service. I've been living on the West Coast long enough to not say forest anymore. Join us on the exchange to let us know effects you've seen, blame you place on the federal shutdown, and or talk about the insurance exchanges and what you've seen. Numbers again, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email address jx@jeffnet.org. Here's John in Eugene. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi.
Hi.
I wish I could share Dennis's optimism. I feel sort of desperate about this business. I blame the Tea Party, so-called Tea Party Republicans, or the most radical of the right wing in this country. One problem is they've got their end game. They've got the government shut down, and that's what they want. They don't want to run the government. They want to end the government. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that, but. How do we get them to give up what their goal was in the first place? So
hating the government and then getting the government to shut down seems to give you what you've been looking for in the first place. Interesting point, John. Thanks for that. Let's go on to Tony in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, minimalist government would seem to be a rather worthy objective, I would have thought. I don't know what this fuss is about. This is it's just business as usual. After all, it's not the first time that's been a shutdown. And in fact, I was listening to what was that guy, Chris Matthews, the fellow who can't control his bladder whenever he hears the president speak. He said that, and he's currently doing a hagiography on Tip O'Neill.
Right.
And Tip O'Neill managed to shut the government down in his reign. To his credit, I think, actually, what was the total? For 80 days. So, yeah, we've got a long way to go before we can reach those. I mean, Bain has got a long way to go to be able to achieve what the great Tip O'Neill achieved. So, no, I think it's a fine thing. It serves to remind us just how unnecessary so much government is and how this sort of profligacy of the current president in his desires should be curtailed. I'm for prudence, not profligacy.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. Delroy and Kaiser, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, I was just wondering, why don't we do like we did in Colorado for these politicians which had done this shutdown, is have a recall.
Recalling members of Congress is a tricky business, and the laws would differ state to state, but you certainly can't have a mass recall all at once unless you get them all on the ballot in one state at one time.
Now, what I was thinking of is it would put pressure on them to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
They're forgetting they're working for the people, not for themselves or their party.
All right. Good point, Delroy. Appreciate that. You know, one of the things that really comes to the fore when we talk about things like, you know, gee, is one party going to become irrelevant and are things going to change greatly in the next election? Got to remember that so many of these districts now are very, very safe for either party. That's why the membership of Congress does not change as drastically as it used to, because they've drawn the lines in such a way since the last census to make sure that it is difficult to chuck an incumbent out. The districts are drawn to favor the people who are currently in power at the time the lines are drawn. Priscilla and Neyland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. I don't know if experience has anything to do with it. I was a federal employee for years. My position was essential on some of the shutdowns and non-essential on others. There was one point at which I was declared essential, told to come to work, and not paid for it. I eventually got the money back, but I mean, they literally said, "Come to work, but we're not going to pay you." And in fact, that is what they did. They didn't pay. I really have one of the things that really bothers me is the jumping on the bandwagon about Tea Party people, which I am not a member of, but this is a substantial group of people who feel that they are being ignored and shunted out of the way. And if you shunt a large group of people out of the way and pay no attention to their wants, well, then you are going to force them to have their backs against the wall and fight any way they want or any way they can. And that is a shutdown.
But they have brought their wants to the forefront for the better part of 4 years now, since the 2009 recess was when the Tea Party really became ascendant. They certainly had a large part in winning the congressional elections for Republicans in 2010. So it's not like they've been invisible. It's not like they've been ignored. But at this point, the Tea Party caucus is considered anywhere between 30 and 40 members of the House of Representatives, of which there are 435 members. How much power do they get?
They get their views heard. And they get some, what should I put it, they should get a nod to what if you say to somebody, you're an idiot, you're greedy, you're just not, and then you go ahead and first you ask them for their approval, you don't get it, and then you totally say, well, you're just horrible people individually, and we're just going to ignore you, and you pass whatever legislation you want, you can't go to them later and say, you're not being nice now, now play nice. I mean, you've already made enemies, and that's exactly what the Democrats did when they got the majority. I can remember attending a town hall meeting where the representative, this man, got a microphone, and he just said on the health care thing, just go a little slower so we can figure out whether this is good or bad. And the representative, Mike Thompson, just simply flipped him off and saying, well, we know what we're doing. We've thought about this for years. And next question, please. I mean, he just totally shoved people out of the way. And that's what happened. I mean, whether you were Tea Party or not.
Right, so you feel this is something that the Democrats, they sowed this, and now they're reaping it in spades. Thanks for that call, Priscilla. Appreciate it. Apologies to Brad in Ashland and Georgia, Northern California, and Stan in Ashland as well. I know you have phone comments and emails that you sent in. No time to get to those. But as expected, a lively discussion on the shutdown of the federal government and where the finger points for the blame. And keep looking at those healthcare exchanges, and don't forget the Obamacare calculator at ijpr.org. And thanks for listening to Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange.